Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise.
Jesus, be the center, be my soul.
Hi there, and welcome to part 3 of Jesus-Centered Life. There are many things we face in life that are not easy, but so worth it. Today, we'll be considering if Jesus really is our central focus.
Jesus-Centered Life, number 3. What's the big deal about Jesus? Hey, if we call ourselves Christians, that means Jesus is a big deal to us, right? Well, for a lot of us, Jesus isn't really at the centre of our orbit. We like to think he is, but other pursuits in our life are often a lot more important to us than the pursuit of Jesus. When more than 20,000 Christian teenagers were asked if they expected their future to centre around Jesus, the average response was, maybe, maybe not. It would be super hard to admit that we've sidelined Jesus, but we have so many other must-dos and must-haves and must-bes pressuring us. It's not like we're the first people to get lured into this trap. Incredible as it sounds, the thousands of people who were following Jesus all left him when Jesus upped the ante for them. He'd just told them they'd need to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood if they wanted to follow him. This is in John 6:53. That freaked them out, so they abandoned him. And Jesus asks his remaining disciples this really vulnerable question. You do not want to go away also, do you? Peter responded with this equally vulnerable declaration. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. In effect, he's saying, I don't know what eat my body and drink my blood really means, and a lot of what you're saying is a mystery to me. But I love you. The ultimate reason we put other things, not Jesus, at our life centre is that we can. For Peter and most of the early followers of Jesus, following Jesus was sometimes scary, often confusing, and occasionally painful. It wasn't easy, but it was so worth it. There's probably been stuff in your life that wasn't easy, but was so worth it. Getting good grades at school. Not easy, but so worth it. Trying out for a school play or a sports team. Not easy, but so worth it. Breaking a bad habit. Not easy, but so worth it. Choosing not to punch your little brother. Not easy, but so worth it. Yet many contemporary followers of Jesus have painted a picture that following him is supposed to be easy, fun, and full of sunshine. Maybe it's time for us to rethink what it means to follow Jesus. Maybe following him is in some ways much more like other stuff in your life. Not easy, but so worth it. Here's an idea. Write down your top, not easy, part of being a teenager who is trying to follow Jesus. Then under it, write down why, even though it's not easy, It's so worth it.
Not easy, but so worth it. Keep your notes safe. Maybe spend a few moments at points this week praying about what you have on your list. Jesus Centered Life Part 4 will be with you again next week. Take care. If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.